Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hi, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving and welcome to Fired Up with CJ. I'm CJ Liu, and this segment starts our four-part series on gratitude. Happy Thanksgiving, Ragini.
Welcome. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
So over the last 6 months, we have, Ragini and I have explored the idea of moving from fear to love. So we did a whole bunch of series on fear-oriented things, anger, guilt, shame. What else, Ragini? Jealousy.
Jealousy, envy.
Fear of the future, fear of the unknown. So we did a whole bunch of fear-oriented things, and now we're moving to the other side of those we were describing as obstacles to self-love. So now we're moving towards self-love. Ooh, la, 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 self-love, good. So today we, Ragini, who is a spiritual coach, is going to help us understand the nuances of gratitude and explain to us how is it related to love. So welcome again. And so let's start off from a psychological perspective. How do you see that these things are related?
Well, I think gratitude is, first of all, one of the major invitations that you can extend towards the presence of self-love to emerge inside of yourself. And part of the psychological aspect of gratitude is that it feels like a thankful appreciation. That you just are thankful that you've received something and you feel gratitude for it. So there's a sense of appreciation involved in that. Also, there's a little element that kind of helps you define it, which is if it's true gratitude, there's an element of wanting to give back to the person or to the situation that gave to you. So I think that that's essentially the other thing that it evokes psychologically is kindness. Because normally when we are gifted things, whether we're clear about what they are or not, the sense of having someone has just given you an act of kindness. And so, excuse me, so kindness and appreciation are two of the things that really happen psychologically. And those two together come to evoke in you a desire to actually give back to whatever the situation or the person is.
Okay, got it. So when we even talk about what is something psychologically, it's how does it affect our psyche? Is that right? Like, what does it affect at an unconscious level? Is that what it means?
Yeah, it kind of is. How is it?
I know I asked the question, but of course I have no idea what it means.
It's like most of us. But that's the function of the mind, which is really what psychological refers to, your psyche. And most of what makes up the mind is your conscious conditioning, the things you've been taught, and your unconscious conditioning. Mm-hmm. That's your cultural aspects, and also your personality, your particular structure of your unique personality. So that's what we're talking about, gratitude having an effect upon.
Right.
So that what the factors that arise out of your psyche and the presence of feeling gratitude are really appreciation and kindness and the desire to somehow give back,
yeah.
to say thank you.
Yeah. Got it. So it's kind of the unconscious and conscious mind, you know, so the conscious mind, I think of it as like, oh, thank you. Or, you know, you give appreciation. And then I think the unconscious is like, oh, kind. I mean, to me, at least when I listen to your definition, that's what it feels like to me. How about from a spiritual perspective?
Well, from a spiritual perspective, gratitude really just opens the heart. It's actually a felt response, and it supports a positive approach to whatever comes your way, because spiritually, fundamentally, life is a gift, period. Mm-hmm. So everything that's in it can be seen as a gift if you choose to accept the basic idea that life itself is a gift, that your very existence is a gift from something that's a little bit mysterious and beyond what we know, because none of us really know how life comes to be. We know how it works, but we can't reproduce it in the same way. And while you're here, it's if you know how to come to the moment, you can always find the magnificence of life and gratitude for your presence in it in this moment. It's always there. So spiritually, it's a very direct route. You know, the moment is a direct route to gratitude.
Right.
And it opens the heart. It's way more than just a desire to give back. That's like a thought. Opening the heart and having this expansion of awe and wonder, which is what gratitude does, it kind of silences your mind in many ways from the spiritual level. It's so overwhelming, the fact that you're just here, that you have nothing but like, oh my goodness, I'm just filled with gratitude for this moment.
Yeah, and it's funny because we were in preparing for this, both of us ended up seeing this incredible YouTube video off of TEDx, and which is on the blog post that you should check out after the show. And I felt exactly that. It was a gentleman who was saying, you know, wake up every morning and make it seem like it's your first and last day. Mm-hmm. You know, look at the sky and be appreciative of, you know, the wonder of the sky and that there is a sky. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you know what? When I saw the pictures and heard this gentleman's voice, my heart really did open. It was just this felt sense of like, calm and peacefulness. And I think that that's what, you know, when you talk about the spiritual perspective, what I take from that is like, you're looking way, way above and going like, what is this gratitude thing? And it's gratitude for life and all those different things. And I think it does. It brings you back to the present moment. I think for me, when I watched it, that's what it did.
I think for me, it is the present moment.
Yeah.
Gratitude sort of is intertwined into the present moment, because when you meet the moment with an openness, it's not thinking, but you're just present to the mind. You're not thinking about what's going on in the present. You're not making comments about the magnificence of the sky or the beauty of the mountains or the crispness and the beauty of the wind blowing the autumn leaves off the tree. You're not thinking about it. You're simply being present to
it. Experiencing it.
And it is an awesome thing when you just have direct contact with life happening and your mind is quiet. Gratitude is a natural arising. You don't have to work at it.
Right.
You may have to work to get to the moment.
Well, you have to sometimes get to work at it, I think, from the psychological perspective, right?
Absolutely.
But I think that it's...
The mind finds its stories about life much more interesting than life itself.
Okay, so the next question had to do with how it's related to the heart and love. And so I can definitely see from the psychological perspective, it's like kindness, and that's related to what we attribute to love. Mm-hmm. How else do you see that all these things? And then also presence is, I think, related to love in the heart. But how else do you see gratitude being related to?
I think gratitude opens the heart, as I said earlier. And when it opens the heart in the ways that we're speaking about, it simply means that you don't want to do anything except embrace everything that's around you. So it's kind of a direct door to a real experience of unconditional love, not one that you think about and say, well, let me take these conditions off of this so that I can actually love this person or this situation or this moment. It's simply a direct route to being able to simply embrace the moment as it is with no conditions. And that is really basically what unconditional love is. It's embracing the moment. And that means you in it as well. Mm-hmm. Whatever's going on, whether you're happy or you're sad or you're feeling pleasant or unpleasant in your body. If you can get, or when, I should say, when you can get, because it is reachable. It's reachable for everyone. There isn't a single person on the planet who doesn't have the probability of reaching this. It's a natural gift.
Yeah.
So because it's natural, when you find it, you naturally feel gratitude.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my goodness, this has been here all along and I didn't know it.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I honestly, after I watched that one video, it really is tremendous. It really, I was in kind of a dour mood on Saturday and I was like typing out the script and like, no offense. I got to finish a script. You know, so then I was like, what's this video on YouTube video on gratitude? And then I was watching and I was like, oh my God, I feel so grateful to today. Really? So if all of this talk kind of makes you feel skeptical, honestly, watch a video and you will have a felt Did you have a felt experience after you saw
that?
Oh,
my goodness, yes. And let me just comment.
You said you were crying, right?
I was crying, yes, because it was touching my heart, because it's true.
Yeah.
It's just true. It's astonishing mystery that we are here at all. That this is happening all around us moment to moment is absolutely stunning, and it quiets the mind. When you are present to this phenomena that's happening all the time that we're in, that we're a part of, it quiets your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Such peace, such relief, such joy, such happiness and gratitude. Now, let me just comment. I know we're almost up with our segment here, but having been a very skeptical and cynical person most of my life, I mean, I would snort at gratitude and go, yeah, right. How Pollyanna can I be today?
Right.
Right. It changed my life when I really made the effort to start being grateful, to start looking at things in life and feeling grateful for their presence in my life, even if they were painful. Completely changed everything.
Can you explain in 30? Oh, we're out of time. You're going to have to tell us later how it changed your life. Next segment,
okay.
I'm going to have to ask you. Up next, want to get more information on cultivating a daily attitude of gratitude, then listen to segment 2 on our 4-part series today on gratitude. A big thanks to you, Ragini Michaels, an author. The author of Unflappable 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What. Now ready for pre-ordering on Amazon.com.
Yay! We just regressed.
We're the worst cheerleaders. Remember, if you missed part of the show or want to hear more, then look us up on iTunes or at www.firedupwithcj.com. Thanks for tuning in.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network on our four-part series on gratitude. Happy Thanksgiving, Ragini, and
happy Thanksgiving
for being here.
Thank you.
So, you know, what I love about Thanksgiving is it's one of those non-commercial holidays that it's really just about, it is just about gratitude and love and being with family. And it's one of the few times in life where we're like, thank you for bringing this turkey. You know, thank you mashed potatoes for, you know, for being born. You know, it's like, you know, so we thank all those things. And then we finally say like, thank you for, you know, for having a house overhead. Thank you for friends for being here. And so, you know, we really, it's only one time during year, and thank goodness there's just one time during year, because it'd be awful if there weren't. But how do we get this? So what we're going to do today is talk about how we get this on a daily basis. We have Ragini here, a spiritual coach, teaching us how to have an attitude of gratitude daily.
Well, one of the one of the ways that works. One of the ways that works to do this is, of course, to have a gratitude journal. And I think Oprah made that quite popular a while back. Now, in my case, I recommend having a gripes and gratitude journal so that you first write down all the things that you're pissed off about that happened today that you are not happy about and nor grateful for.
Right.
And then whatever number of those you wrote down, you need to write down an equal and balancing number of gratitudes. The reason I suggest that is because when you try to push gratitude onto yourself as if you didn't have a hard day, it doesn't really open your heart as much as if you relieve yourself of the negativity that you have about what happened in the day and then go ahead and put in the positive. You know, be grateful for whatever. It doesn't have to be the same thing. It could be something different. But it creates a balance in your system, which then allows gratitude, once again, has an easier time emerging if you're balanced.
Right.
If you just, you know, are saying, I'm not going to be ungrateful today, I'm going to be grateful, let me write in my journal. Well, let me see, I was grateful for this, and I was grateful for mom, and I was grateful for my boss who smiled at me today, and I was grateful for the fact that I, you know, my fish and my sandwich hadn't gone sour already. And those are fine, but that's very much from the mind.
Right.
So when you do the negative first, and then you do the gratitude, you do your griping, and then you do the gratitude, it tends to come more from your heart because you've released the negativity.
Right, so
out
from
of
an
your
authentic
system.
Place versus kind
more
of a
authentic.
Forced place where you're like, I got to be grateful for three things, you know, and try to write it down.
Right, and then it has a tendency to come, what you write has a tendency to come from your heart rather than your head. Is
no,
that
look,
your dog?
It's our dog. It's my electronic dog saying hello.
Oh my gosh, it was thank you. I'm so gracious for my electronic dog known as my iPhone saying hello.
Gracious. Pray to the iPhone. Okay, so tell us this journal that where you write three gripes and, you know, equal number of gripes and things that you're grateful for. Did you use this yourself? Because you said that you actually shifted. Yeah. So is that what you used?
Oh, yes. I gave myself permission to be the negative, skeptical, nasty little person that I was in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I just allowed it to be there. And then I said, okay, now I'm going to balance it. And I was much easier to find things to be grateful for once I had acknowledged and accepted and expressed in a non-hurtful way, right, with awareness, with consciousness, the things that I was feeling, you know, negative about. So, yeah, it made a huge difference.
And how did you say in the previous segment it changed your life? How did it change your life?
If you happen to be someone like me who had become so skeptical and so cynical about life being a good thing, all right, because I was very caught in my personal stories about my angst and my difficulties in life, and I believe they were the absolute truth. Right. And I never, when you get very much into that, you cease to see the positive. And if you do see it, you kind of snort at it and say, well, that's just the way you're looking at it. You're just being a Pollyanna. Life is really pretty bad.
Right.
Right. So I was really out of balance in terms of being able to actually be positive. I actually was, a part of me was just pushing it away and saying being positive was a Pollyanna ridiculous attitude. Right. Now, what I've learned is being positive is the only way to live in this absurd journey called life and be happy and centered and peaceful.
Yeah.
Being positive and being grateful is what it takes to be able to see this experience for what it is and not just have the perspective from your mind and its story. There's this perspective from your heart, which is what gratitude opens.
Right. So it actually balances your mind, which is, you know, kind of raving on about, it's like, oh, it's such a crappy day. And like, oh yeah, sure. They're saying that, like, it's a beautiful day, you know, not that I'm sarcastic at all. Just mind you.
And also let me add that even though I've been doing this for many, many, many years, right, I still have those thoughts. They're not as strong, and I don't take them very seriously.
What happens when you come up with one of those? Like, oh, please.
I feel it. I let it be there, and then I go for the gratitude.
Maybe write it in your gripe thing, like, oh, please.
Yes.
Oh, get a grip.
Here we are. We're going into Pollyanna land once again, right? Or I say to myself, oh, my goodness, I'm becoming one of those really to the extreme new age spiritual people.
Yeah.
Where everything is all about the light.
Yeah.
And that is not what I'm about. I'm about balancing the light and the dark that live inside of you. And once you do that, the real gratitude that rests in your heart as a natural capacity for being alive arises.
Mm. Beautiful. Okay, so what do you do when you really, I mean, how do you, I can't even read my own question. My question is, because these are new behaviors and patterns that you're going to be, I'm grateful for being able to write this question, and I'm grateful now that I can come up with reading the question. So the question I have has to do with, you know, your behavioral change person. How do you, I mean, so aside from writing this journal, how else would you start changing your habits?
Well, I think one of the things that you just can't get away from is meditating.
Oh, God, I hate when you say that.
And I'll tell you why.
It's the answer to everything.
It's a very simple reason. I'm not even going to give you highfalutin spiritual reasons.
Okay.
The simple practical reason for meditation is it gives you the capacity. It builds the skill. You tone up the mental muscle of being able to step back from your mind's story and its perception and get whatever's happening from a different perspective, mm-hmm. from a different point of view. Without that, it is very difficult to fall or rise into your heart.
Right.
You simply have to live with your mind as being your sole source of information. And that is a very unhappy, unpleasant, uncentering place to live from 24/7.
Right.
It's necessary. It's useful. Mind is good. But if it's your only source of data, if it's your only source of how to look at what's going on, then you're going to be unhappy.
Right. And so that answers, I think, the next part of the question I have. So if you're not really feeling really that grateful, it's actually, you know what I mean? Because sometimes you're not really feeling grateful.
Of course.
You're like, oh, God, you know, it's raining. X, Y, Z happened. Like, oh, I'm grateful that I'm so grateful dirt fell all over. You know, I just spilled my coffee all over me. I'm so grateful, you know. So here's what I'm hearing you say, or like, I just lost my, and that's actually a minor thing, but you know, people who lose their jobs, they've actually lost someone. And it's, I think it's irritating when you talk to people having lost, you know, something or been in a period of transition when someone says, well, look on the sunny side. You're like, well, you know, screw you. Like, you so don't want to be there. You'd be writing like pages and pages of gripes, honestly.
You don't have to write. The point of a gripes and gratitudes journal is simply to write down a few things every day to get in the habit of reminding yourself that there's a balance to be found.
Right.
As you go through your day, the more often that you can realize that you're in your mind and you're looking at how things could be better,
mm-hmm.
right? Which is, by the way, one of the difficulties of being human is that we're designed to always want things to be better because we're dreamers.
Yeah, but like, let's say someone died and you want, you know.
Well, let me give you a real life example.
Okay.
I have a sister who just had to have her leg amputated because of diabetes. And she is a phenomenal example of a woman who is incredibly inspiring. Now, this is a life-changing event that it was amazingly difficult to deal with. And she really had no idea that it was going to be as life-changing as it is, because mm-hmm. it takes up every moment of her life to deal with herself in a wheelchair now. And mm-hmm. unable, everything has changed. Mm-hmm. She works with that every day. She gets incredibly negative, incredibly pissed off, incredibly sad, incredibly depressed. And every time she's aware she's there, she comes back and she says, wait a minute, let me find out what can I be grateful for today. She makes a conscious effort to balance the difficulties of her life transition, which are very real, with a perspective and attitude that allows her to come back to the moment, because that's the only way you can really live life fully is in the moment, not in your head about how awful this is. And that's, the mind is always about life. It's always a description of life, a judgment of life. Life by itself, you can simply be present to, and there is always something in it that is so amazing that you simply are a little bit quiet on the inside, which is where the peace comes from. And that's lets you accept whatever's going on in your life that's not so pleasant, like losing your leg, for example. I mean, that's a major life transition.
When you ask her, what are the kinds of things that she thinks about and that she's grateful about in those times of difficulty?
She looks out the window and she's grateful that she can see the leaves on the trees. She opens the window and she can feel the wind on her cheeks. And those are two simple examples of something that she does that allows her to remember that she is glad to be alive. Because when she looks at that and says, am I ready to give this up? You know, this breeze, these beautiful sights. No, she's not in her heart, because this is the gift of being, that she's in it, and it's tough and it's hard and it's difficult. But she's such a beautiful example of someone who says, you know, I'm here, I'm alive, and this is my challenge.
Yeah.
This is my challenge. How do I deal with that? Well, if you're grateful that you're alive and you have a challenge, it changes the way you relate to the challenge.
Beautiful story.
Yeah,
she sounds like an incredible person.
That she is.
All right, so much gratitude to you, Ragini, for being here. I'm Ragini Michaels, an internationally recognized speaker in behavioral change and author of a book now on Amazon. Yay! We're grateful.
Pre-order it now. I'll be grateful.
Unflappable 6 steps in staying peaceful and happy no matter what. Stay with us to find out more on gratitude when in the next segment of our 4-part series today, we'll look at how to deal with real life scenarios related to gratitude. If you miss any part of the show, look us up later by going to iTunes or at www.firedupwithcj.com. Thanks for listening.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful! Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, shedding light on a worldwide health crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Hello and welcome to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I am CJ Liu and we are talking about gratitude. This is our third of our four-part series today on gratitude. And as always, I love to ask Rock any real nice scenarios of like, you know, here's the thing. I have this issue. Can you help me? So Rockany Michaels is going to be she's a spiritual coach and she is going to teach us how to show gratitude towards others and also how to receive when people give you thanks, how to gracefully receive that too. Welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here on Thanksgiving.
So I have a question for you.
Yep.
You know, I actually, there's so many times when I feel grateful and most of the time, because I realize that it makes me feel good to actually say thank you to someone after they've done something really special, but it's really hard to do. I didn't realize how hard it was to do.
You mean to actually speak it?
Yeah, to say some, you know, to say thank you to someone without seeming like you're sucking up or, you know, or like if you see someone doing a really great job after presentation, sometimes like, hey, you really did a nice job. I really like, and it's not, it really, if I don't feel that, I can't write it. Or I can't say it. It just feels insincere. But sometimes I really do feel that sincere appreciation and thanks. And it's hard to do. And I'm not sure why it's so hard to do. Can you give me like a script to make it easier for me to do in the future? Because I wanted to, it is actually an authentic expression of like, I'm so gracious that you've done X, Y, or, you know, I'm so, you know, I have so much gratitude that you've done X, Y, or Z. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to do. I mean, how do you usually handle it? Because it's hard.
Well, what makes it hard? Do you have any idea what makes it hard for you?
For me, it feels like you're kind of being a suck up or you kind of put yourself out there. Because sometimes you'll say like, oh, thank you so much. And people are like, oh, it's no big deal. Or like, you know, get over yourself. Like, you know.
Okay. Okay. Well, actually, extending gratitude to someone isn't really about the other receiving your gratitude at all. And I think that's kind of what you're speaking about here. There's a concern about how the other person is going to perceive you and your extending gratitude. So if gratitude is really coming from your heart and you haven't stepped back into your head, it's just about an overflow of love in your heart that you simply want to share. We talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whether the other wants to receive it or not isn't really that relevant to anything except your mind and your self-image.
But it's hard. Okay, I'm going to give you a real-life example.
Okay.
So Bent, who is this phenomenal carpenter, and he actually helped us with remodel. And the way that he went about doing everything was so much care and love and attention. And I said to him, and he's also Scandinavian, so he's not very emotional.
Yes, true. You
picked a lot of Scandinavians
one.
In Seattle. And so I said, Ben, I really, really, really want to thank you so much for, you know, I notice all the time and attention that you built in creating this little secret. You had a little secret box that we have in our son's shelf. Now it's not secret. However,
It was secret,
but he built this like little carve out secret box and it's part of the bookshelf. And he took so much tender, loving care. And I'm like, I really notice it and I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for all the ways and ways that you actually, you know, show your skills and, you know, your love towards us, you know. And I said it and he kind of like, it was just this emptiness. It's like I was talking to a wall. Sorry, Ben, but that's how I felt on the inside, if you happen to be listening to this. And I think I may have seen like a small corner of his mouth turn up, like maybe like 1 centimeter up. But aside from that, it was nothing. And then I was like, okay, so anyways, thanks. I just walked away because it just felt so weird.
Well, Well, again, it's allowing the other person to have their response. It isn't about the other person. It's about you having genuinely shared what you felt in your heart. And when you do that, you actually have no idea how much you might be touching another person's heart. You might be plucking a string in their heart that hasn't been plucked in a long time, or that their conditioning says you should never allow anyone to see that that string has just been plucked in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
But the point of gratitude here of this kind that you're speaking about is that it was so overwhelming to you that you simply had to share it.
Right.
And so when you're coming from that place and not from your mind, right, then have faith, have trust that the energetics of that phenomena, of that offering that you're giving that person, that gratitude, is going to impact them in some way. And even if it doesn't, it doesn't matter, because you have just opened your heart and allowed yourself to live fully the experience of gratitude, which is incredibly expanding and humbling, and it makes you big and small all at the same time. It's one of those funny little paradoxical phenomena that makes you bigger than you've ever been before, and you know, more magnificent than you've ever been before, and more insignificant than you've ever been before. Does that help you?
It does. It does. And I think the other one that had to do with times, honestly, when you're not feeling that gracious, but it's something that you feel like writing thank you notes for my kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, they appreciate the stuff, but it's usually like, okay, it's time to write thank you notes for your birthday gift. You know, so maybe the way in which I do it is not that helpful. Now reflecting upon this conversation, it probably is like, come on, people sent you gifts. Now you got to send a thank you card, because that's a polite thing to do, right? I mean,
well, I think you hit on a key thing here.
Right.
If gratitude, if you're being grateful because it's polite, that's one thing.
Right.
But if you're being grateful because you really feel gratitude, right, you really have opened up yourself and you really understand that this situation that just happened was really wonderful. It was beautiful.
Right.
Then it becomes easier to actually do those kinds of things.
Right.
You know, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. So much of what you're saying is actually tinged by the notion that you have to present a certain image to the world. What I'm saying is, if you are actually letting your heart open and letting gratitude guide your day more and more, you actually will want to do that. Because with gratitude comes the desire to give back. Mm. You know, a thank you. Well, thank you for sending that to my kids. Or conveying to your child that gratitude is a beautiful thing, that someone gave you something and now really understand you've got a gift here. So you want to say thank you.
Yeah.
And if you don't, let's look at how come, why not? You know, well, I hate the gift.
Right, could
well,
be.
Well, then you get a good chance to educate your child, you know, on the social etiquette that's needed to function in our world. So we're talking about a psychological aspect, okay, or a social aspect. But real gratitude, again, actually affects your psychology and your spirituality and your energetics and your chemistry in your body. So it's a very powerful state
get
into.
What do you do when you're like, okay, societally, I have to, you know, it feels like the right thing to do to write a note, but honestly, I'm not feeling it right now, but hopefully I will, because I need to write this note within a period of time. How do you get into that frame of mind? And then what do you do when maybe you can't even get into that frame of mind, but you still have?
Well, I will share that there was a period of time where I let all of those things go because I didn't want to do any of them, because I didn't feel grateful for anything. It was just a burden. Mm-hmm. I didn't have time for it. I was too busy. It was a pain in the neck. I didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what happened? I started to feel less connected to everybody. You know, I just started to feel more and more isolated because there wasn't any real experience of feeling supported, of feeling given to, of feeling held, of feeling of belonging. And so ultimately, eventually, I came back to doing it again because, not because it's right and not because it's expected, but because it helped me feel connected.
Mm.
Because if I can't express my love, life is hard.
Yeah.
I think being unable to express your love is far more difficult than feeling that you're not lovable. You know, I mean, not having someone to love you in your life is not as bad as not being able to give your love. So there's lots of ways to give love in the life, to your dog, to your children, writing notes, you know, giving to the beggar on the corner. But when you shut down and you say, I don't want to do that, you know, because society demands it or I don't have time or whatever, you cut yourself off from a source of connection that's very nourishing.
Interesting. That was my experience. About that. Yeah, no, but I think you're right. It is. It's when you're when you don't feel grateful, it is a sense of you may be feeling alone or not supported. So kind of even we had said earlier, like faking it until you make it, you know, even doing that probably helps shift things around so you do feel connected. I still think it's really hard to do.
It's not easy to do, but like all things, it's a skill and a practice and a knack. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So right now, one of the things I struggle with is this all the time, right, is I feel like I'm not getting the support I need. I feel that way. And then I step aside and look at all the support I'm getting. Mm-hmm. And then I can connect with the gratitude, which balances out the other. One, I'm in my mind. The other, I'm in reality. And there it is. I'm being helped.
Yeah. And I think actually that's one thing that I find so interesting about this is that one is in your mind.
Yes.
And the other one is in your heart.
Yes.
And if you really do connect at the heart level, you can feel an authentic expression.
And when you're in your mind and you don't feel, you know, held, fear is the ruler. When you're in your heart and you feel held, love is the ruler of your actions.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That was a beautiful way. Let's see if there are any other questions I have on there. Yes. Do we have any? Oh, 2 minutes. We have 2 minutes. So
shall I sing a song while you're thinking?
No. Sorry. I do love your singing, though. So one of the things, this again, is all about my issues here. So I need to get one more of my issues resolved. Guilt. Guilt is one of the things, as you know, is like very operative in my life. So, you know, sometimes I receive a gift and then I feel an instant sense of reciprocity or like, oops, now I'm indebted.
Indebtedness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thoughts about that?
Well, again, indebtedness comes from the mind. It implies you're keeping a list, you know, a checklist of who gave who what and how you need to keep it balanced. And again, there is a societally reasonable justification for having that list in your mind.
It's called socially. Being Chinese.
Okay, but it's also being human.
Right,
it really
okay.
is. In most societies,
right.
you don't want to let that get too out of balance. For example, someone asks you over for dinner. If you invite someone over for dinner 3 times and they never invite you back, you're going to stop inviting them over to dinner. There is no reciprocity.
Right.
The question is, how do you relate to that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. How do you relate to it? But your question is when you feel indebted, okay, you're simply coming from your mind and from that list. That's what you're doing. And it highlights an inability on your part to simply open and allow yourself to receive what life is gifting you with. You know, in our culture, we're all about earning. We're all about earning this and deserving that. And it's only fair I have this and that. You know, all these concepts are there. And there's not a lot of room for just allowing life to gift you with itself, with this thing and that thing. We look at it through the lens of, you know, did I earn this? Do I deserve this? And what do I have to do to make sure I keep it so they keep giving to me? I mean, it's a very much a scarcity attitude, indebtedness. It comes from that list. I have to keep the balance. I have to keep things coming to me. So let me make sure that I give back. But I don't want to here. Okay. But the root of it is that list in your mind, you know, which at one side, paradoxical again, it's very practical at the social level. It keeps it like it's like a can of oil that keeps the wheels of sociability going.
Well, now I'm feeling guilty because I think we're running over. So yet again, guilt is rising. Due to fear or reality. thank you, Ragini. Ragini Michaels, an internationally recognized speaker in behavioral change and author of a book now available on Amazon, Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Peaceful and Happy No Matter What. Stay with us for the next segment. Thanks for listening.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Hi, happy Thanksgiving. This is CJ, and you're listening to the Fire It Up with CJ show. Today, we are here with Ragini Michaels, and we are talking about gratitude. Welcome, Ragini.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm so great. I have so much gratitude that you're here. I do have a lot of gratitude here. I'm learning a lot. This is interesting. So when I was doing research on gratitude, there was a whole bunch of then research about gratitude and how people benefit from gratitude. And a lot of what the show is about is shifting the way that we live, finding ways of living. And so we're talking today about, you know, living with more gratitude. But why? Why should we do that? What are the benefits? I mean, you've talked about in the first segment that it's changed your life,
mm-hmm.
right? Because mm-hmm. you're, because it made you go from kind of a bunch of, unhappy, cynical stories to, is that right? I'm just doing a summary, unhappy, cynical stories to now in which they're either balanced mm-hmm. or positive because mm-hmm. it changes your worldview in some ways, right? Is that mm-hmm. a good summary of what you said?
Yes. It's kind of like it's a movement from being very negative to being positive to being able to just be without mm-hmm. your mind chattering on. So really the best gratitude there is comes when your mind is quiet. But in order to get from a negative mind to a quiet mind to where gratitude can come emerge and I fall into my heart or rise into my heart, whichever you like better, I was missing the bridge, which is called positivity, mm. right? You have to be positive to find gratitude.
Right.
Gratitude presupposes positivity.
Right.
So in order to do that, to find gratitude, you really have to pay attention to whether or not you're being positive because it's a big, big, big leap. Kind of like leaping across the Grand Canyon from a negative, cynical, skeptical, oh, poor me, victim type scenario to I'm so grateful that I'm alive. Hmm. It's too big of a jump for the mind.
Right.
So you need that bridge in between, which is learning how to be positive, which really means starting to practice seeing what you actually have in addition to what you don't have.
Hmm.
You know, because we live in a culture that's all about finding more, improving what you have.
Right.
There's not a lot of emphasis on being overjoyed with what you do have.
Right.
And in savoring the wonder of it, the wonder of it, not just the comfort of it, but the wonder of it that there is such a thing at all, that you exist at all.
Right.
Is a pretty stunning phenomenon.
Or just the breath.
There you
go. Is an amazing thing to just like this thing. I don't even have to do anything and it's there pulling up oxygen and like.
That's right. And it keeps everything unfolding. So, you know, the benefits of it are definitely you get a much better physiological response. You're more healthy physically. Emotionally, you're more balanced. Psychologically, you're more positive. And spiritually, you feel more connected. So gratitude is a winner all the way around. And it's the best winner when it comes from your heart. But if all you can do is start with it from your head, so it's got all this other stuff around it, that's a good start. Don't throw it away.
Yeah.
Start where you are and keep moving to where you'd like to be.
Okay. I have to tell you a funny story. So I was at a Thanksgiving. It was like the day after of Thanksgiving, and we were actually at a friend's house. And I don't know how you can take leftover turkey and make it bad, but this was this honestly was one of the worst after turkey, after Thanksgiving lunches that I've ever been to. And
in terms of the food tasting good?
Everything, like how can you take cold turkey with, you know, warm up the mashed potatoes and I mean, how could this be bad, right? But this actually tasted awful. And I don't know how this person did it, but it was awful. And we're sitting at dinner. We're sitting at this lunch. And my cousin, who's a really positive person, looks up and says, "Terry, great pickles."
Excellent.
Because kind of everyone looks at, you know, this person to like offer like the positive thing, you know, like they're always like the person that has to say the positive thing about the meal. And so it was great.
Found something to say. You know, it's a knack. It's really an art to be positive in a realistic way.
Yeah.
Right. Not in a way that's just.
They were really, they really did like the pickles. Yeah. I mean, they were like, what is it that I can authentically say at this point?
That's right.
This awful lunch that I could authentically say in appreciation of, you know, the person. So the other thing they say is that gratitude is really helpful during transitions, life transitions. What do you say about that? I mean, have you had experiences with that? And if so, how? I know you talked about your sister, which is a huge transition.
Oh, I think most of us go through transitions way more than we realize we go through them. And one of the things about transitions is that they are marked by confusion. That's an identifying characteristic of a transitional period.
Yep.
Also, transition includes unpleasant and uncomfortable experiences along with confusion. So one of the ways in which gratitude can be important here is that it can allow you to put a frame around your transition, if you choose to, that says this is leading me someplace better than where I was. So I'm willing to go through this and I'm grateful that life is taking me to a better place than where I was.
That's a good one.
I don't know where it's taking me, but I trust that it's better. Now, I say it's a frame because you can't prove that it's true, but that's what trust and faith is all about. And if you put faith...
You mean positivity?
No, I'm talking about faith.
Okay, that's different than positivity.
The more grateful you become, the more you meditate, and I say that again, I'm sorry, but I have to support meditation.
No, meditation, the journal, which we talked about in the
third
segment.
The more you can step back from your story as it unfolds, the more you can see that there are other storylines unfolding that maybe you couldn't see when you were inside the story, wrapped up in your current story as it is, your current transition, your current dilemma, your current fear. When you step back, almost everyone sees something in that storyline, if you look back, that you never saw before, that was related to helping you come up to where you are today and to keep moving you towards your purpose, your destiny, your reason for being. I mean, every seed that is alive, I think I've said this before, has in it the blueprint of what it's going to be. Is there any reason why human beings should be any different? We're all headed somewhere in relationship to the blossoming of who we are. So if you put that frame around it, and again, I say it's a frame, you don't really know, but it feels like truth if you come from your heart more than from your head. Hmm. And that's where gratitude becomes helpful. So if you're willing to explore and experiment with that idea, that transition is nothing but you having to move into someplace new, another stage of your evolution, another step in your journey, and it's unknown to you. And wow, this is still going on, right? I'm really being taken somewhere. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I keep saying it's a frame because it is.
Yes, right? If you say something like, thank you for the adventure of life and taking me to a destination, which I have faith is going to be a good destination. Thank you so much for creating the change to make this happen for me.
Right.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm grateful a lot for having faith. I never felt like I had any. I didn't know I had it. I had a lot more than I thought I did. It was just in the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I had more faith in my negativity than I did in my positivity or in my gratitude. That's shifted now, and I have more faith. I feel like my faith is now focused in the better place, towards my positivity and the fact that I have something to do here on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a useful way for human beings to approach their lives, and with it comes a great deal more gratitude from the heart, not just from the head.
Okay, I'm going to now open my heart because I really do have to thank you so much, Rockne. All of these wonderful bits of wisdom, the way in which you explain things with such grace and beauty, it really is just touching to my heart, honestly, and then my mind. Actually, you've touched my heart and my mind because as always, you touch my heart and then my mind goes, what? and then you explain to my mind, well, here, and then my, okay, now my mind is okay and my heart is okay. Thank you so much for your presence, your advice, and your presence in my life.
You're welcome. It is genuinely my pleasure because my journey to this place has been long and hard, and to hear you say that just makes my heart happy.
Oh, good. And Chris, are you there, Chris? Thank you so much. You are just the most flexible, wonderful person ever. I'm so appreciative of so much that you bring and your love and your passion for the show. So thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Thank you so much for your presence and listening.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you too, CJ and Rockne, and to everyone listening.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a great one, everyone.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.